Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world is not going to get any better unless you and I do something to make it better. I am trying to do something to help all of you out there, especially you entrepreneurs and you business owners at this point. I'm here with my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Jane. Good to be back in the studio with you one more time.
And our engineer.
Hey, everybody. It's nice Thursday.
Mr. Ed,
nice
how you doing?
Thursday.
Good. Anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, I believe. And if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Tonight's show is for you entrepreneurs that are just beginning. Because I think that you entrepreneurs that are experienced, you may not do this, but you may, so this might involve you as well. However, are you the kind of entrepreneur that has a business or starting a business and no one can find you because your voicemails are already always full? I want you to think about that.
Entrepreneurs don't do that, Mr. Gene.
Okay, the wannabes want to do it. So this show is dedicated to you. I'm going to give you 10 tips on how to keep your voicemail from filling up. As simple as that sounds, there's so many of you out there that say you have a business, but nobody can ever find you. That's one problem. Second problem is you never call them back. And so, anyway, so this show is dedicated to you tonight to try to help you put your business out in the spotlight by taking care of some simple things. But I'm going to give you 10 tips on what I believe that you could do to make that happen for you. So, that's all I can say about that. Mr. Dukes, you have any thoughts before we get started?
Yeah, I mean, most small businesses are looking for business, and you should want to have some way to receive calls when they come to you, and you should return those calls when they come.
Should means that they should already know.
Should mean that they should already know, but however, there are some that don't know.
Okay.
I've been personally given recommendation for other entrepreneurs, and when I call them, their voicemail is full.
Okay, well, you're not the only one. That's why I'm addressing this, because maybe there are hundreds of people that may be calling them, and so they're missing business.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing appointments. They're missing new prospects. They're missing a lot of what I believe they're in business for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need some help since you're an entrepreneur. It must mean that you're working by yourself, and so I'm going to give you some tips as to how you can look better.
Is that a reason? Just because they're working by themselves?
I have no idea.
I don't think that's a good excuse.
Well, this is one entrepreneur helping another.
All right.
Since we don't have them giving you any reasons, then we can't say that they have excuses. We don't have any. However, if any of you entrepreneurs are out there and you have something to say regarding how you handle your phone calls, the number I think you can see it. It's on the wall. If you can't really see it, it's number 727-441-3000, and you are welcome to call the show. We'll give you 30 seconds to a minute to explain your point and put your business out there just a little bit. But in case you can't see the number is 727-441-3000, and we will be more than happy to take your call because we're going to talk about you.
All right.
So that's all I'm going to say. We're going to talk about you. And so we're going to get going. I don't know if we're getting ready. I don't know how things are going. Are we ready for a break, or are we going to take one a little bit later?
We're going to do it
okay,
now.
Before we get started on these 10 things, we're going to take a short break. You listen to myself, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, and Gene Hodge, and we'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back on the Entrepreneur Hour.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Don't let nothing stop you from taking that idea and putting it out there, and that's what we want you to do. We're going to talk about tips tonight to help you entrepreneurs whose phones are always so busy that there's no place for somebody to leave you a message. I don't know how entrepreneurs can do that, but many of them do. And they probably wonder why they have business. If you're that busy, hire some help. But either way, I'm going to give you a couple of tips. All right. So tips on on how you can do things a little bit better.
Increase your business.
Okay, tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
You can check your voicemail messages every morning, afternoon, and evening.
Correct.
Sounds simple, but some people just don't seem to get. Okay, mornings, afternoons, and evenings, at least check it so that you can see who's called. And it's not much. However, it may seem much, but definitely see if you can check it that often. If not, then I try to get some help. I'm going to talk about that later on down number 9 or 10, somewhere around there.
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
No, we all have smartphones now.
We do?
Yeah, it don't matter where you are. You can check your voicemail. You can check it. You can, and you can increase your business.
The phones are smart. The people are not.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say that again. I don't think.
The phones are smart. People are not.
You're right.
Thank you. Now, for all of you, right, I'm glad you mentioned that because Ed said the magic thing. No matter how smart your phone is, it won't work unless you work it.
That's true.
All right. So. Number two is return all calls within 24 hours, if possible. Okay, so that takes care of the morning, afternoon, evening, and till the next day around the same time. But see if you can return those calls within 24 hours. Now, if it's more than 24 hours, I'm going to suggest that you call back, acknowledge, and apologize for being the delay. Let people know you didn't follow up on time, because you could have 1,000 reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But let them know. Acknowledge it. Don't hide it like it never happened. Acknowledge it. And apologize for the delay. And if necessary, if you can't seem to get back through with the phone calls, if you have an email or something like that, then do it on the phone or send an email. But find a way to apologize, because that lets the customer know that at least you know that they recognized your call. Okay? Now, the other thing. Number three,
mm-hmm,
is, if possible, if you can't get back to them, send an email. That's all. And if necessary, make a phone call. I'm going to suggest making phone calls all the time. I'm going to do it all night if possible.
Mr. Gene don't like mine.
I don't know what yours is, but
send them a text. Quick text. I received your call and we'll return it.
Okay, we're going to get to Texas. That's one of those things down the line here. But that's okay. I'm glad you threw it out there. Because I want you to hear that. Okay, number four.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you must have looked at my chart here.
No, I didn't.
Okay, number four I got down, do not return a phone call with a text.
Oh, wait a minute.
Unless...
Say that again, Mr. Gene.
Do not return a phone call with a text. Now, the number one reason is because if somebody called you, then to me it makes a lot of sense in being on the same lane is to call them back.
And that's true. I agree with you on that.
Well, we're not here for agreements. We're here for giving out advice.
All right.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. And it says, do not return a phone call with a text unless you have to. Okay? Unless you have to do that. Now, for your business is a business.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason for your business is to respond like you are a business.
Correct.
Which I'm saying, make a phone call back. You're representing your company.
True. So true.
Anyway, so I'm suggesting make a call back to them,
mm-hmm,
because you may be missing, or you could be getting a customer or a prospect, but if they're calling you, I'm going to suggest you always do it the way that they did it. You okay. call them back.
All right.
Return now,
the call.
The reason I said do not send a text is because there is no emotion in a text. I want you to think about that. There is no emotion in a text. It's something you type in or you speak into your phone, and we can't hear your voice because all we can do is read it. We cannot get your emotion there. Now, for those of you historians, about 10 years ago now, 7 or 8, 9 years ago, right here in Florida, there was a person that committed suicide. A child committed suicide because they were being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And the media picked it up and they started talking about bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the school system got involved with bullying.
Sure enough, and they're still.
And right, because 9 or 10 years later, you say they're still doing it.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I want you to really think about it. Is that there is no such thing as bullying in a text. And the reason is because there is no emotion in a text. The emotion that's in it is yours. Okay, this went nationwide because people don't know it's their emotion on their side of the phone. It has no connection with the person who sent a text. That's why I'm suggesting if you want business, you entrepreneurs, you call people so they can hear your concern. They can feel the way you sound, whether you're concerned about them or not. You cannot get that in a text. You can only get your side of what you think it means. And it doesn't have nothing to do with business. It could be a love letter from somebody or anything like that. But the feeling is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
It's never on the other person's side. It's a text. Okay, it's no different than you reading a newspaper. The feelings are on you, on the side of you reading. It has nothing to do with the person who wrote it. Because the person who wrote it may be trying to get you to feel what they're feeling, but you can't get that in a text. As a business owner, and you're looking for customers or prospects, customers appreciate being treated like customers. Okay, being treated like humans.
That's true. Yes,
anyway,
sir.
So that's the reason I'm stating that. This has nothing to do with truths. Fact.
That's fact.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. But I'd like to have you just think about that because many of you have taken the communication out of communication unknowingly. And I'm just suggesting that as a business owner, especially as an entrepreneur, you're trying to get your ideas out there and stuff, talk to people because people want to hear how you sound. In most cases, if you can get in front of them, send a picture, have a picture of you out on the website or something. But if you can get in front of them, do that first. But anyway, so that was tip number 4. Do it in person if you can. For all you busy business mm-hmm. owners, how can you get customers unless you can find a way to get in front of them? And so you may be losing prospective candidates and prospects because you don't answer your phone. And more than that, they can't even leave a message because it's full.
Show
now, how it got full is what baffles me. How can you have so much business that you don't need anymore?
And how can you get exposure with it?
So I don't know, but Mr. Duke, you got comments and I don't know any like that. And the reason I don't know them because I never got through to them. their lines are
all. I say,
voice messages are always full.
You couldn't get through to them because their voice box is full.
Right. So
voice messages are full. And that bring me to the subject when there was a commercial on TV a few years ago, someone may remember it, when the guy said, I don't want my name out there because I only got one rub to sell. So mm-hmm. if you only got one rub to sell, you don't want nobody else to know you.
Okay. What's the rub? A business?
Yeah, it's a rub business.
One product?
One product. One floor rub.
One product, one service?
One service.
Okay, something to think about.
He didn't want his number out there because he only had one.
All right. So I'd like to have you just consider all of that when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur. Is your voice message always full? Because most likely you cannot be that busy. Most likely the image you put on is that you're busy, and that image turns customers away.
Sure it did.
Anyways, I'd just like to have you think about that. I'm just here, one entrepreneur to another, since this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so, Mr. Dukes, if you can help me to explain this better, you're more than welcome to. But I'd like to have you just think about that.
Can't explain it much better than that, okay. Mr. Gene. If you got an answer machine that you're using, it should be free at all times.
Okay.
And if it's not free, either the answer machine, you don't need it, or you don't need the business.
Okay.
That's all I have to add to it.
Or you don't need the business.
You don't need the business.
I would think that any entrepreneur that's in business is because they want business.
They want, that's right. But if you cannot...
We all want. Okay, we all want.
But if you don't have your answer machine cleared... It's a sad story for an entrepreneur.
Well, it's a sad story, but it's something we know out there in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a business that's legit, somebody's been trying to contact you and you're too busy. It's not that you're too busy, it's that you don't clean your phone messages up if you got them from customers. That's where the problem is. We don't know if you put them on there yourself or whether you got that much business. And you have nobody to answer. Now, obviously, there's an answer, which is maybe down to number 10, which is get an assistant.
All right.
You know, but we're not on number 10 yet. Okay, number five. I'm going to go through number five, then we're going to take a break.
All right.
Okay, number five. Always schedule a phone call to discuss business. Never in a text. Never in an email. Always schedule a phone call so you can speak one human to the next human if you want business. That's just a tip. Ask the prospect, when is a good time to have a phone discussion, and schedule a meeting. That I believe will help most entrepreneurs and anyone else when you handle that like you're handling business. You set an appointment. You can't expect people to be waiting for you to call. And then when you do call, you can't expect them to be waiting to discuss business. Set an appointment. Get an agreement with them. This way you have something to look forward to, and so don't they, because you agreed upon it.
Correct.
Okay, now for those of you trying to sell something, it's easy for us to detect when you're trying to sell something because you're in a hurry to sell us something. Which is no discussion at all.
One channel.
Yes, I'd like to have you just think about that. But since we're moving there, we're going to take a short break. I've given you 5 out of 10 tips for how to keep your phone messages open. Please.
All right. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Entrepreneurs are in business for. That's what I'm in business for. I don't know about you. I'm trying to make a little bit, and I'm struggling. I need help. But for entrepreneurs, I think you all need help. I'm talking tonight about 10 ways to keep your voice messages from being full. I'm trying to give you 10 tips on how you can keep your phone open so people can call you. I've gone through five, and we got five more to go through. If you missed it, I'm sorry you missed it. Go back and hear the archives, because you'll be able to hear all of those. But I had gotten to number five, and that is, I had said, number five, always schedule a meeting and have a conversation with somebody in order to discuss the business side of it. Correct. Always have a meeting instead of on the spur of the moment trying to sell somebody something. Set a meeting so you have time and let them know what you're going to talk about, and you make time and get it done so you introduce yourself. Number six is going to capture all of this, I believe. Anyway, so we have a new member on the team. We just showed up. Hello, new member. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
We're great. We're waiting on you.
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
All right.
Tell us who you are.
Oh, my name is Matt. I'm helping out Ed tonight while Bobby's out of town.
All right, Matt.
Okay, Matt, we know you're good. If you're sitting in front of us, you got to be good. So thank you very much for being there.
Oh, you're welcome. I try to do what I can do when I can do it.
We'll forgive you for all the other stuff.
Well, all right then.
All right.
Anyway, we're talking about tips to help you entrepreneurs to keep your voice messages open instead of full. Okay, number six. Anyway, so number six is to beware of your language. Language to the customer. Okay, become aware of you're talking to another human. And if you can, don't ever talk to a machine. I can tell you right now. If you have to talk to the machine, hang the phone up. But always talking to a human, but beware of your language, okay? Do not bring up stuff when you're trying to talk business, unless your business is the stuff that I'm going to mention. But do not bring it up if it doesn't help your business. These are some things I'm going to suggest you do not bring up in your business conversation. Don't bring up anything that has to do with race, religion. Let's see. Your sexual preference, whether you're married, single, divorced, etc. Business only. because you're in business with a product or service. I think that's all you might have. But don't bring up anything that takes you away from your business. If the other person does, stick to your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to suggest about that. Having a conversation is fine once you got the business over with.
Mm-hmm.
But take care of the business first part. Now remember, you are representing yourself, number one. Number two, you're representing your company. And the worst thing you can do is have the image that your company talked this way. You know, you go down to Walmart and something happens in Walmart, one of the employees does something, you'll walk out saying Walmart did this and Walmart did that, like so many of you. Walmart didn't do anything. Okay, another human did it, representing Walmart. Miss, I'd like to have you think about that for your business. Stick to your business so people can only talk about your business instead of you. Anyway, so you're representing your product or your service, and you're trying to get somebody else to buy it.
Right.
So be aware of your language. Now, your language is fine. All of us speak different languages. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
We have slang that gets into the way. We have other things, like hopefully you can notice. I may stutter every now and then, and I want you to notice because it happens every now and then. And the secret is, can I get you past that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you stuck on it? Like you might get on stuck on somebody else. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about keep the business to the business.
Can I say something to that, Mr. Jane?
Of course, you're here.
You are the business. You are the business. You are the one that has to sell the business. You're the one that's got to convince the other person or convince me that your business is what I want to be involved in.
What makes you think you got to convince them?
Well, you must be able to persuade or present yourself to the fact that they can see that you are for real.
I heard that word persuade before. Yeah.
So that's one thing you must understand, that you must sell yourself. You are the product.
Right. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, move on.
Okay, I got three more anyway.
All right.
Okay, number seven, be authentic as much as possible for the same reasons. You are the company.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones that you're going to see, or our representatives, so you need to tell this to your representatives if you got more than just you. But many entrepreneurs are one-man shows. Mm-hmm. So if the case you, if it's just you, be authentic, as authentic as you can.
Correct.
All right. So think about that. And let's see what else I got down here. You want to eliminate any type of confusion that you might have. You don't want to hide anything because we see you anyway. It's very important to understand we see you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to deal with you. We know how you look. We have a little statement that comes up on the Employment Opportunity Hour show where you say, I invite the audience to look at me because I say, we see you coming, we see you going, your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so be authentic as you can because we're seeing you anyway.
Correct.
Okay, number eight. Number eight. What do I have down here? Always identify yourself. Who are you? Always give the person your name, in most cases, full name. Tell them your title if you have one. If you're CEO or the the business owner, tell mm-hmm. them who you are. Tell them what position you have, the title you hold. If you aren't, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a one-man show. But let them know who you are,
mm-hmm.
because you're still representing your company, even as a one-person show.
Mm-hmm.
So be authentic. You're in business because you had an idea or you had a thought, and you got started. So let the people know you got started. Don't Don't try to be somebody that you aren't. Let people know you're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to do all that, the reason I say your position title, because if your business is registered, then you're obviously going to have a title. So you need to let them know, who are you? You're the owner of the company, the CEO, or somebody like that, but mm-hmm. it's your company. So just keep all that in mind.
All right.
Let me see. Number nine. If you can't get to the phone or be on the phone or answer your phones, get yourself an answering service, which could come in the form of another human. But nowadays, you can get them electronically, these voices that talk to people. You can get them for free, actually. Some of these sites, and they'll give you.
You can get them for free now.
They'll give you one. And so a lot of, now, I'm going to just say that it's fine if you have an answering service for yourself, but you need to have something that allows people to get through to you. And so I'd like to have you think about that, because you can get a replacement. There are many services out there where you can literally hire somebody very inexpensively, or get yourself a piece of technology that would talk to people digitally and take the messages and all that sort of stuff. And so find a way to get an assistant, whether it's another human or a machine. Okay, my suggestion is get a human if you can. If not, then use the machine as, with your second best, but it's better than having your voicemails all filled up so nobody can get to you.
That was my next thing. Machine is idea, but if you don't keep it clean, it's not idea.
Keep it what?
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, by just answering your calls, clearing up your calls that's on the machine.
Oh, okay. Well, you still got to do that.
Yeah.
You still got to clean them up.
Got to clean them up.
Now, obviously, if you can't answer your own phones and you can't answer your own answering service, get out of the business. I'm just going to say that boldly, because you're there for a reason.
That's right.
Now, things do come up, but that's not permanent. It's temporary. And everybody has temporary things where, it could be the weather, it could be the electric company, it could be a whole bunch of factors, but that's temporary. But not permanent. So many of you guys out there, if you are an entrepreneur and your phone voicemails are all full, it's almost like it's permanent. Doesn't matter what day of the week we call you, your voice message is still full. But it doesn't have to be that way. But I can almost guarantee you cannot survive in business unless we know you're still there.
That's
otherwise,
right.
We'll go to your competitors.
Very much so.
Okay, we need a product or a service. All right, number 10. Oh, it's almost time that we take a break, though. So I think before I get to number 10, I think... I'm going to tell you anyway. I think let's say number 10, then we'll go to a break. Okay, number 10
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. don't be too busy for a customer. Don't be too busy to lose a customer. Clean up your messages daily. Anyway, you just got you hearing 10 things. We're going to take a short break so that mm-hmm. you hear a little bit of word from our sponsors. Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes.
Right here.
We'll be right back.
We're going to be right back. Stay with us for the next hour. We'll be back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
In business to make some money, all of you entrepreneurs out there. I'm giving out tips tonight to help you entrepreneurs who seem to have your voice messages full all the time. I'm giving out some tips that will try to help you not to do that, because I believe it affects your business 100%. Mm-hmm. And so, however, so often, so many people that I may call, their voice box is full. And so I'm giving some tips as to how you can possibly improve that so that you can get some business. Because I doubt if your business is that full. Mm-hmm. One thing's for sure is that you're going to lose some customers. That's for sure. If we're trying to call you. So, Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
You've heard all 10 things. I don't know what you might have wrote down or something, but... I'm going to run back through these just in case. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to just run through them quickly. I'm just going to just go
okay.
back. And we're just going to say, check your voice messages mornings, afternoon, and evenings.
We say it three times a day.
Okay. I just say morning, afternoons, and evenings. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two is that return all calls within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if possible, call the person and acknowledge that you missed their call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let them know you got the call and you were delayed, but talk to a human to tell the other human another human problem that crops up.
And give them
you get a lot of credibility.
And apologize to them for that.
Right. Okay, let's see, number three was do not email.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have to, don't send an email, if possible. Call. Number four says, do not return a call with a text. I'm going to stress that, but do not return a call with a text. The reason being is because there is no emotion in a text. It is all reading on your end. Well, the emotion is on your end. It has nothing to do with the sender. Okay, so do not send a text. Put your voice on the phone so that the customer knows you're a real human with real human feelings, getting back to that person.
However, I have to say this. Today's generation believes in text.
I don't have nothing to do with the generation. I got to do with what the generation may be missing. Okay, number five. We can come back to that. I just want to get to retro. Okay, number five was to call and discuss your business by setting up a meeting, if possible. Do things business wise by setting up a meeting so you both have equal time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be aware of language, how you speak on the phone, the tone of voice, the words you use. Let's see.
Can I? Go ahead.
Don't get into your personal preferences, your personal life at all. Discuss the business that you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
After you've gotten through the business, you want to develop relationships, then you can talk about those things based on the customer doing the leading.
Mm-hmm.
Never do the leading yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because never is a strong word, but I'm just going to say never you lead. You always want to make the customer feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'd have you think about that. Let's see, that was number six. Okay, number seven was to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight was to
identify.
Was to always identify who you are, your role in the company, the position or title that you may have, so they can go look this up on the internet or FBI or somebody, but always identify yourself so people can follow back up with you. And let's see, number nine. If you couldn't do nothing else, get an answering service. You could purchase a service, an automated service, or just get another human to help you out. And number 10, if you cannot seem to clean up your voicemails, then let's see. Don't ever be too busy for a customer. That's the worst thing you can do.
Amen.
Is let a customer know you're too busy for them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And clean your messages up daily. That will help. Anyway, so we went through all those. Mr. Dukes, is there anything in there that stood out in your mind as something that you...
I think for young entrepreneurs,
uh-huh.
And number six, when you mentioned race...
Let's take it one at a time. What about the entrepreneurs, the young people?
Is that I think they need to be clarified on number six, when you say be aware of your language, and we say you gave them some point what not to bring up, was race was number one.
No. Are we still on number six? Or are we
yes,
someplace
we're still
else?
On number six.
Okay, so what's your question or comment?
Was the question was be aware of your language.
Right. Okay. So let's
do
just
not
wait
you,
a minute.
Do not bring up these terms you gave. Number one was race.
Okay.
Number two was religion.
Right.
Number three, whether you merit or not.
Your personal preferences. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is I think some of them need to understand why we say that.
Who?
The young entrepreneurs.
The young entrepreneurs need to understand why we say what?
Right.
Why we say don't do that?
Yes.
Okay, what's your... Is it a question or a comment or on it or what?
Yeah, what I'm saying, we told them not to.
I told them not to.
Yeah. Be aware of this type of language.
Right.
Number one, race. Why race? We don't need to have race. We see what color you are. That's not an issue. Yeah. Once you get to know the person you're dealing with, if you want to talk race then, but in the beginning, putting yourself before.
Well, that's a comment. I thought you had a question for me.
That was a question I gave you.
Okay.
But you said it didn't seem to go. What I was trying to say is when you gave the sentence or the statement,
mm-hmm.
these were some items you gave not to do.
Right.
So one was race.
Right.
So why did you tell them not to use race?
Okay, let's take it one at a time. I said, don't bring that up.
Yes.
You just, we see you anyway.
Well.
It's simple as that. We see you. So bringing something up would distract the business side of it, since we see you anyway, and it doesn't matter. In our minds, we already know what we think of you. And so to bring that up takes away from the purpose of the meeting.
Okay.
What's the second one?
Mm-hmm. Number two, religion.
Okay, religion has nothing to do with your business. Because so why would you tell somebody your religion when you're supposed to be there talking business? Just something to think about. What's the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The second one, the last one,
mm-hmm.
you said whether you're married or not.
Right, because you're there to discuss your business, and I don't know what your business might have to do with somebody, whether they're married, single, separated, or divorced. You have a product or a service.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling somebody that What does it have to do with you trying to help a customer?
Not a thing. But
okay,
just saying there's some question and clarity. Some young entrepreneur sometimes doesn't think on that level.
I wouldn't say that. There are billions of entrepreneurs.
I didn't say that. I said some.
Right. And
some doesn't think on that level.
That's why I'm here right now.
That's why.
Saying
that's
don't
why
do
I'm
this.
Telling. That's why I'm giving you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving you the interview on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to tell them? It's a shame if you got to wait till Mr. Gene Hodge gets on the phone and say this. Something maybe that should have been taught in school 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago. I don't know.
Well, and another one I had was...
Or taught at home.
The last one, not the last one I had.
Okay.
Before the time ran out, was another one, I think, for especially entrepreneurs that started in business and everything. And your question number 7 was, be authentic to the people.
Mm-hmm. No, be authentic to yourself.
Well, I misunderstood. I thought you said
be authentic. Yeah.
To the
be you.
Be you. Be authentic to yourself, not to the
right. Be
not
you.
To the people.
Right. We can normally tell a fraud when the fraud's in front of us.
Well, we got some still like to put on the forefront show.
Yeah, that's for them.
That's for them.
Right.
But that don't get them business. What I'm trying to say is, this is some of the things that they won't be able to get business by doing that.
Well, I don't know or not, since we're reaching a massive audience, it's just things to be aware of. How are you selling
right.
yourself
well,
to get business or to
true.
Get someone to buy into you? We're not going to be here to know that. I'm giving you some suggestions as to what not to do.
Okay,
the worst thing you can do is to find out. We find out you're a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in the real world.
That's true. It happens every day.
Right.
Not only in the small world, in the big world. Our last one I had for you was when you told them, so identify, always identify yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they are trying to get business or talking to other people or entrepreneurs. You need to identify yourself and by telling what you do, what you are, what part you serve in the company.
Right. As an entrepreneur, you're going to be the owner or CEO or somebody like that. So always let them know who you are.
Yeah.
And they know why. Alrighty.
So, okay,
something happened here. But our time is just about up.
Yeah.
Did you have something else right quick?
Well, on the other one I had for you was when you said answer service on number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And you should always answer your service if your machine is working. So, other than that, that's all I have.
Okay.
And I think the keynote is out of all this, number 2 is be authentic to yourself, and always identify yourself.
Great. Okay.
That's what I achieved from your.
Okay.
From this hour.
All right, well, I hear the music, which means we've used up this time. Our time is up, and I want you to know.
That's how a man tells us it's time to go.
All the things you find yourself doing that you like doing, you literally have it doing it your way, and we'll catch you. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
Right back.